We're here at Motor City Comic Con talking to one of my favorite artists, Mr. Daryl Banks, mainly because you gave us Kyle Rayner. Well, you had a hand in giving us Kyle Rayner, man. And, dude, I gotta say, not only just Kyle Rayner, Ion, Parallax, and one of the best villains that should have been bigger, Nero. Like, I love those guys because there was a practicality to each character. Did you have something to do with that, or that?
Most of them, they were by designs. Now, with Nero, he was pretty much spelled out pretty much by the writer, who's also an artist himself. But especially now with Parallax, yeah, that was my design, and I gave him that name also, because originally DC was going to call him the Protector, but you know, I talked him into Parallax. So.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know how many people know that, but now with Kyle, you know, it surprises me that he has a following to this day, because you know, keep in mind that was the early mid 90s where gimmicks were the order of the day. You know, a lot of things were here today, gone today. So here we are, 2017, and people are still talking about him. That's I'm deeply honored by that.
Now, one thing I noticed and one thing I loved, I talked about the practicality of Kyle Rayner. He's an artist.
Right.
I mean, like...
It actually was not my idea. That was the writer, Ron Mars, and our editor, Kevin Dooley. That was something they really pushed for. And, of course, I was all for it.
Yeah, for a guy who has the ring that, you know, captures your will and imagination, an artist seemed like a no-brainer.
Right, a perfect combination. And, of course, a lot of the things that Kyle Rayner enjoyed and his hobbies were essentially, that was just me, you know, the anime, the pro wrestling, the whole nine yards. That was me. Matter of fact, his apartment was pretty much the apartment that I lived in at that time, you know, so, you know, he was Kyle Rayner, but it was, let's say, deeply influenced by the guy drawing him.
I gotta ask, man, because that's one of the things, because if you're an artist, I would imagine you put that in there, but what are some of the projects that you've done with Green Lantern, or just overall that I think you're the most proud of?
Hands down, my favorite project was Green Lantern Silver Surfer, because it was, you know, I haven't done a ton of Marvel stuff, but being able to work with characters such as, you know, Thanos and Terrax, and of course even Galactus on a double page spread, that's the kind of stuff I got into this business to do.
Alright, and lastly, like, I love the Ion storyline. It's one of the best that, because you saw, like, an annoyed Superman, okay. Because essentially he had no purpose anymore because of Ion. I gotta say, will there ever be a crossover, Ion, Superman team up? Because normally, whenever you saw one, they're kind of like beefing with the other.
That's a good question. I mean, currently, you know, Green Lantern is actually back to his 90s outfit. He's just a Green Lantern again. So, but who can say? You know, with comics, it's wide open. You know, with fan interest, who knows what influence? You know, fans got to realize that they hold the power. So, if you're interested in seeing a particular character again, let DC know. They'll see what they can do.
All right. Well, Daryl, thanks for giving us a little bit of your time. Enjoy the rest of the con.
You too.